When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for True Crime News. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
There we go.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. It's a happy hour Friday. Final Friday show before Christmas as well. Happy holidays to everybody. I don't know, maybe you get off early today. You can do a little last minute. I did a little last minute holiday shopping last night.
I did a lot of early morning shopping today.
Did you? Okay.
Yeah, man. But I'm pretty much wrapped up with everybody because I got the kids and the older kids. I need to, you know, give them some. Like, the biggest thing is, like, they want money, of course, but you want to give them some, you know.
Sure.
And so I never forget Kai, my beautiful baby. And so, you know, I asked all the older kids, what y'all want? And they'll give me, and usually she'll give me a little thing. I'll get that one thing, and then I'll give them money, whatever. But everybody gets the same amount of money. But the thing about it is, if you get something that goes out, come out of your money.
That comes out of the money.
That comes out the money.
That makes sense.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. That little spoiled little child, beautiful baby girl of mine. Oh, it was an attitude.
I mean, she just got into Georgia.
I was like, what the heezy is wrong with you?
So she wanted more than everybody
else. Yeah, she wanted more than everybody else.
Which is kind of awesome.
Yeah, man.
It's kind of awesome to know that everybody gets the same thing and be like, no, I actually deserve more than them.
Oh, yeah, man. I am a better
and more valuable child than the rest of them.
Children of mine. But yeah, no, everybody's pretty much pretty. I got to give Samson one more thing that he wants, and other than that, I just got to find one. But other than that, yeah, everything is cozy, man.
Got the one of the many good things about that night we spent watching that football game at that dive pizza bar in Vegas. Got my dad taken care of.
Yeah, she did.
So that was great.
Yes.
Kind of won, and then won the little parlay, so had a little cash in my pocket. Was able to use that for the last minute stocking stuff for my wife last night,
right?
Which was nice. So who says nothing good happens in Vegas?
I know, that's what I'm saying. Everything good. I mean, good stuff happened to Vegas and everything.
Just good decisions, good financially and morally, and it was just all positive.
I think, man.
We all came back better people.
I think I did. I mean, Mike looks flush.
Mike looks like he's recovered.
Yeah, Mike looked flush.
Because Tuesday when we were doing
Mike,
the show.
Mike looked like he's about to fall out, man.
Yeah,
he's about to fall out. But, yeah, again, we're at Twin Peaks. Love when everybody comes out. Got to meet Al Wilson.
Yeah.
Big time listener.
Not that Al Wilson. And he said that.
He was the one that said Al
Wilson.
So, yeah, we got to meet Al. And I just met Jim over here at the bar. Uh-huh. Works for Steel Diner Inc.
It's cool.
Local little place down here. So, yeah, got to meet him at the bar and everything. Loves the show. So, we appreciate everybody.
Listener and his son came in as well, even though I said, don't bring your kids. He said, to hell with that.
He brought his boy. Hell yeah, man. But I know we got to get info, no huddle. But I saw this morning. I saw it late last night. And it just irritated the hell out of me. And this, and I'm going to start this personal thing because we had the YAM committee, the You Need to Go to Hell committee.
Oh.
All right. And the first whatever on the You Need to Go to Hell committee are the Chicago Cubs. Why does Sammy Sosa got to apologize to come back around when all y'all benefited from it and knew his ass was sticking himself in the butt with the
needle? Knew what he was doing?
All right.
You all made money from it.
You all made money.
Everybody benefited.
Nobody wants to see light-skinned Sammy, okay? All right, nobody wanted to see put too much blush on my face, Sammy. All right, because I'm pretty sure that's makeup on Sammy's face.
Oh, well,
I think that's makeup.
I thought he like bleach cream or something.
I don't know what he did. Have you ever seen? And I know some of the listeners out there have seen it because it was based in. Like, have you ever seen Living Large?
What is it?
It's a movie with T.C. Carson in it.
Oh, I don't think.
Yeah.
So.
Anyways, he was in Atlanta, you know, from the hood, wanted to be a newscaster or whatever. And then he got real proper, and his alter ego, right, was looks like Sammy Sosa. Now, he a down brother, but his alter ego would look like Sammy Sosa. That's why I said that's a mask Sammy got on. Sammy, whatever. Whatever. Like, at least Mike had Villalago. Mike had Villalago.
Okay,
man, that Sammy ain't do nothing, man.
I'm looking at the IMDb for
yeah,
Living Large.
Living Large,
that movie looks awesome.
Living Large, what he got?
When came out in 1991,
yeah, man,
and looks
when
like
Dexter
it.
Jackson got big on Channel 5, all right, and he changed himself. Yeah, exactly. That's what Sammy looked like.
Excellent. Yeah, I don't know. So Sammy, what did he release a statement? He apologized,
yeah.
He admitted it, or something like
get
that.
Out of here, man.
Sammy. On behalf of the Midday Show,
you
got nothing to apologize
for. I appreciate
for.
You and Mark McGwire.
Yeah,
you all did.
You hit a bunch of awesome home runs. You did like a skip and a hop. I was at the Home Run Derby in Seattle in 2001 when you hit a ball so damn far into left center field, it landed on top of a shed that had a Pepsi logo on it that nobody even knew was back there. They're like, where did it go? It's on a shed 600 feet from home plate, and everybody loved it.
Yeah,
so, Sammy,
man.
You got nothing to apologize
yeah,
for.
Yeah, okay, so we good. All right, let's talk some
minutes. Talk some college football playoffs coming up in about 15 minutes. We'll get to some Sports Jeopardy picks against the spread at 12:40, but let's get to an NFL no huddle. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. Let's start by hearing from the man who will start at quarterback for the Atlanta Falcons on Sunday, making his debut as a starter, Michael Penix.
Andy, he's been one play away since the first game of the season.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, obviously, you know, the biggest thing with being the backup quarterback is the reps in practice, you know, and you don't get any of those first team reps during a game week in the NFL because they're all valuable reps because you don't get a lot of them. So obviously you want your starting quarterback to take all those. And so, yeah, he got all the reps yesterday with the first team. He's going to get all the reps today with the first team. And, you know, if you're going to stay out the practice and toss the ball with your top four guys, I wouldn't blame him. If I'm a player in that situation, I would want to.
Yeah.
You know, come on, Mike, let's get out of here. And it would be all pretty much game plan specific routes. You know what I mean? We ain't going back through the whole damn route tree or nothing like that. These are plays that are in.
Yeah, we're going to work on stuff we plan to do Sunday.
Exactly. Yeah. And then we're going back to no basic crap,
yeah.
You know? And
yeah.
So I'm sure they're going to do that and everything. And hopefully this translate into getting other guys. We talked about it yesterday. It's going to look different coming out of his hand. The shots will be there downfield. Kyle Pitts is at his best when he's going downfield, so can you get some momentum there? Can you use what Darnell Moody is, what he was listed as a speedster, to get him down the field and things like that?
Yeah, Darnell's been so much more of a security blanket, you know, such a fourth down threat when Kirk was really kind of at his best earlier in the season. I don't know what his longest catch downfield is this year, but – I would imagine I have an opportunity to break it the next three games. There will be some shots. How many will there be? I don't know. But they're going to allow Penix to air it out a couple times because he can. I mean, that's such a huge weapon in his game that they haven't had all season. You got to be careful with it. You don't want to turn it over and all that. But I'm interested to see how early, how often they let Penix unleash it. And I said it earlier. I'll say it again. It would be very hard for me to resist doing it on the first play if I'm Zach Robinson.
Yeah.
It would be very hard to resist just letting him get back there, hit his back foot, and just – throw it as far as you can.
Yep.
Just let them see it.
I like four shots. I'd like a shot a quarter. I would like a shot a quarter to see, you know, because
– that's a multi-purpose idea right there.
Yeah, I mean, hell.
That works for Penix.
That works for Penix. That works for being at Twin Peaks.
Yeah, it works for hanging out.
Hell yeah. But, no, I mean, you know, you don't want to get too greedy with it. But, I mean, I know Zach Robinson said the playbook is open and all those different things. It's open, but I don't mean I'm going to call the plays.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
You got to be smart, too.
You got to be smart, too.
He is a rookie.
Yeah.
Everyone's excited, rightfully so.
Yes.
He is a rookie.
Yeah.
And we've seen, you know, rookies make mistakes.
Yeah, so
obviously.
We can't get caught up in all of that and everything. But I think it should be a great atmosphere for him. Obviously, they're wearing the best Falcons uniforms that they have with the red hat and everything. And so how do you build off of play-by-play? Because this is a play-by-play league anyways, Bunk. But when you're a young player like him – and I don't know him, and it was crazy because I heard Raheem. I was going to get some eat with the kids, and so I heard Raheem's interview with Du Bois yesterday. And I know Carl made a great point about what Schnitt says about him, slow heartbeat and everything. And That seems like Michael Penix.
Yeah.
You know, that seems like he's an even-keel type guy. Now, does he get excited and celebrate and all? Yeah, he does. But this moment, I don't think it's going to be too big for him.
I don't think so either. Just think about how many, like, this is what Kalen DeBoer teams do. Think about how many one-score games that Kalen DeBoer teams play in. Like, every game he won in college was a one-score game, one way or the other. Against Oregon, in the fourth quarter of the Pac-12 championship game, he was sitting next to Rome Odunze on the bench freestyling.
Yes.
Like freestyle rapping about what he was about to do in the game.
Right.
And then he went out there and did it. I don't know if he's going to be freestyling on Sunday. I hope so. Sit down there next to Kyle Pitts and start freestyling.
Yeah,
tell him what you're going to do on the field. Fun Thursday night football game last night. Battle of Oregon quarterbacks, which no one likes or cares about. But Justin Herbert played really well. Bo Nix played well, too. But that drive they put together at the end where the Gus Bus – Could not be tackled.
Gus, go give you one, dog.
Well, he got him two last night.
Yeah, Gus,
and
go give you.
A huge run at the end of the game. I mean, Herbert was passing it all over the yard, man. Ladd McConkey kind of gutting it out. Six catches, 87 yards. But
I don't know how long Ladd.
Chargers are good, man.
They're a tough football team. I don't know how long Ladd going, because it seems like every time he get tackled, he hurt.
Well, and he's been hurt,
and now he just keeps getting re-hurt. I love watching that young boy play, man. And the kick at halftime, the fair catch free kick thing. It's really being overblown. It really is. It really is.
It's a unique thing you don't see very often.
Yeah, it really is.
What do you mean?
Oh, my God, Jim Harbaugh knew the rule that nobody knew. Like, everybody, okay. If you're a head coach, you're supposed to know that damn rule.
You are supposed to know the rules.
You're supposed to know the rules.
You're supposed to.
Anyway, moving along.
It's true.
Moving along.
You are supposed to know the rules.
Yeah.
There's two games tomorrow as well in the NFL, Texas and Chiefs.
I like that.
Is Patrick going to play?
Oh, my God.
He's going to play.
You know what? I ain't going to get stuck with it. He's playing. All right. It's going to be a battle because of how bad their offensive line is. The Houston Texans get after the damn passer like nobody else. Danielle Hunter got 12 and a half sacks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Should have signed him.
Yeah. I'm not sure. I know they tried to sign him.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, maybe Houston came with a bigger bag.
Probably.
I don't know. And can Lamar beat the Steelers?
Yeah, I don't know.
George Pickens is out.
It would be a nice.
Watt is banged up.
It would be a nice thing to have on the resume this year, as obviously earlier. That's probably his worst game of the year.
Yeah.
This season was against the Steelers earlier.
We got to root for the Eagles, right? They got to beat the Commanders.
Yeah, you need that one on Sunday.
Need that one on Sunday, and always. I mean, I ain't root for no damn Cowboys. I just hope the Bucks lose.
Right.
I ain't root for no damn Cowboys.
Yeah.
So, however,
you just need the Bucks to have less points at the end of the game.
And however y'all want to spin it, y'all spin it that way.
Yeah.
I never root for the damn Cowgirls.
I guess the Broncos losing last night keeps the Bengals playoff hopes alive. Slim as well.
Yeah.
I want to see the Bengals in the playoffs.
Dude, it's crazy.
I love Joe Burrow.
It's crazy how they still have a shot.
They got a shot. Now they got to win out and get some help and all that kind of stuff, but they're still alive. And the Eagles Commanders is interesting too. I mean, the Eagles are playing as good as anybody in the NFL right now. The Commanders are having a nice year, but I think the Eagles probably get him in that one. Vikings Seahawks is a fun one as well. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to some college football playoff conversation. There's four games between tonight and tomorrow that will decide who moves on in the college football playoff. We'll talk about what we expect from these games after this.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
Sun Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Hey!
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, Midday Show with Andy and Randy with you here. Happy Hour Friday, coming to you live from Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. Hey, if you're out there drinking something, send us a picture of it at TBM929 at RandyMac81. We will give you a shout-out. If I was you and I was going to send a picture of what I'm drinking, I would send you a picture of this box of six bottles of Chattanooga whiskey that we had dropped off right before the show started.
Yeah, I got that 99 rye.
We got, is it a variety? Oh, yeah.
What's that?
We got the 111 right there.
Boy, you know that one.
That's the dangerous one.
Yeah, but that 111.
That's the dangerous one.
That 111 had me talking to leaves.
All the leaves are on the ground right now, Randy.
Hey, you talking to
them. That would have you on the ground right now.
Hell yeah, talking to them. Hell yeah. Boy, you know, watch yourself with that, man.
It's smooth and strong.
Yeah, man.
Just like me.
Yeah, watch yourself. Watch yourself. Shake it, working with. So that's how you doing. Singing mystical, mystical songs. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Ooh, have you talking like mystical? Danger.
Yes, sir. All right, hang on. Just hang on with that one. That one limb. That's all I'm gonna tell you. Hang on with that one limb.
Shout out to the folks from Chattanooga.
No doubt, man. No doubt.
They always take care of us incredibly well. Came by, said Merry Christmas and all that, and what a nice way to spread some holiday cheer.
Yeah, man. That brought with liquor.
No. Put it in your eggnog on Christmas Eve.
That's what I would be doing.
I'm just going to put it directly into my mouth later.
Damn, Andy.
The Chattanooga whiskey.
Okay.
I'm going to put in there.
All right, man.
Fresh from the bottle.
All right, dog.
No middleman needed.
No problem. Yeah, man. But no, I don't even know where to go for that.
Yeah,
let's talk college football. Because
you don't have one other thing?
I had one more other thing, but you made me lose my damn train of thought with that one.
And now it's gone?
That was gone, dog.
I've been having that a lot lately.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, what was I about to say?
Yeah, man. Huh. I'd be like, what? Then you're like, probably wasn't.
It's happened a lot lately, like with Lily, and she's like, my memory's better than yours.
Nope.
I'm like, that,
yeah,
right, it is.
Yeah, it is.
You got a lot
right,
less stuff to think about.
Exactly. What do you have? I mean, what stresses do?
Yeah. What's on your mind?
What stresses does a four-year-old have?
We went and did, like, one of her friends had a Christmas cookie decorating party last night. So she was there. I don't know. They get little Christmas cookies.
I know what that is. Oh, school night last night.
I know. And that came back to bite me right in the ass.
Right.
Both last night trying to take her home, hopped up on sugar, and also get her ready this morning to go to school.
Right.
Cookie breakfast was how we got that one done this morning. All right, get dressed and we'll have a cookie for breakfast. We'll call it cookie breakfast. But she was the youngest of all the kids there, so that was a little stressful. She was a little nervous because they're all whole-handed, which
right.
means five.
Right.
And she's only four, so she was like, they're going to be big kids. She held her own.
Yeah, there we go.
She's a big four.
A little gangster with her.
She's a big four.
She's a gangster. Everybody's studying the folks, man. Anybody ain't studying the folks. Them little cookie decorator people.
They were all nice to her. Everyone was nice.
Okay.
We had a good time.
Okay, I was thinking today when they tried to square off with my
Nobody was. No, there was no bullying.
Okay,
I think everything went good. All right, let's go in chronological order. Indiana plays Notre Dame tonight. In your mind's eye, how does this game play out? Beyond being played in what looks like a snow globe, it looks like this game's going to be played in snow tonight, which can be pretty fun.
Yeah, I mean, I think you know, in Indiana, they're a northeast team. I'm sorry, you know, as far as you know, the climate and everything, so I don't think that's going to be too much.
They also play in that state.
They play in that state and everything like that. And I think Indiana's a good football team. I do think they're a good football team. But I'm with you on the whole Notre Dame. I think Notre Dame's good. I don't think Notre Dame's special, but I think Notre Dame's defense and their ability to run with the quarterback could be the X factor in this game.
Yeah, I think Notre.
Sorry. I'm sorry. Indiana's not going to beat themselves. That's one thing about it. They don't turn the ball over a lot. I think they're plus 12 or something in college football as far as
turnover margin.
We know the rules. We know the rules. Imagine, yeah, we know the rules.
We're not drinking.
We're not drinking it.
Oh, he just wanted to look at it.
Look at it. But so I think that's one of the deciding factors in it is the quarterback runs. Can they find a way to get that done and everything like that? But got that in my pick, so I'm not going to say.
Okay, not going to say one way or the other as far as the spread goes.
Yeah. Not going to say that, but I think that Notre Dame, the physicality, can Indiana hang in there? Because a lot of times we talk about the physicality. When you talk about physicality, a lot of times in college football nowadays, it's what's after the first wave of physicality. Can you rotate guys in and they'll drop off of that level? I think that's where Notre Dame has the advantage over Indiana.
Yeah, no, I think we're going to see that a lot.
Because the one team they lost to had that advantage
exactly.
over.
Exactly. And I think we're going to see that a lot in the first couple rounds of this is where's your depth at?
Yep.
How's your second 22 looking?
Right.
somebody gets banged up, whatever, maybe you just need to bring in a sub for a breath or something like that. I think Curtis Rourke, obviously the quarterback of Indiana, has had an incredible year.
He's a good player, man.
He can't turn the ball over.
He's a good player.
And they need to force Notre Dame to turn the ball over a couple times in order to win this game. I do think Notre Dame is going to win the game tonight, but I think it's going to be a good one. I think Indiana puts up a fight, and I think it's a fourth quarter game for sure. Let's go to the first one that will be played tomorrow at noon on TNT, by the way.
Yeah.
So you have a little TNT.
Is Charles going to be the...
I hope so. They should.
Charles is going to be the pregame.
I know they're mad because they signed on with some college, yeah. Whatever. That would be hilarious. Anyway, SMU at Penn State, also going to be very cold for that game.
I like Penn State in this game. I think Penn State's defense will be the thing, deciding factor. We know this by SMU. They go as their quarterback goes.
Yep.
And he's a dynamic playmaker and all those different things. But, I mean, I think – but the biggest thing with Penn State offensively, they got to get something other than stuff from 44. They got to get some plays from their receivers. They got to be able to run the ball with Singleton. And Allen's got to play clean. But I think that – I don't know if SMU has enough defensively to hold them down. But I like Penn State in the game.
Yeah, I mean, I love those two running backs that Penn State has. They look so good against Oregon. Look, everybody loves the tight end. I mean, he's probably the best tight end in the country this
44.
Year. And Aller's been really good. Aller's been really, really good this year. Now, they don't have that changeup at quarterback.
Yes.
They're not going to have that mobile quarterback that they bring in because
it
sucks because he's in the transfer portal. He's transferring. And I think so much of this comes down to whether or not Kevin Jennings, the quarterback for SMU, can make big plays when things get chaotic or make turnovers when things get chaotic.
Because
he's gonna break the pocket.
Yes.
He's going to keep plays
he's
alive.
Special.
He plays like it feels like so many of the dual threat quarterbacks now are just like still really polished passers.
Yeah.
Like you remember when the dual threat quarterback used to just be kind of an athlete and
right.
he would just run around and sling it sidearm 30 yards down the field?
No.
That's how he plays.
Yes.
Like he looks like an old school, like before there was a ton of dual threat quarterbacks that everybody talked about and respected kind of quarterback. And I love watching him play because he's hard to tackle, man.
I think this is going to be the only game, in my opinion, that's going to be affected by the weather.
Okay.
I think so.
Yeah, SMU. Yeah.
I saw SMU. Their average temp was like 72 this year.
Yeah.
So I think they're going to be – now, it was cold as hell in Charlotte 2 weeks ago. It was cold.
Okay.
And, you know, they were able to bounce back. They got to start fast. If they start fast, because if they can get Penn State up and down, like in a shootout, but if it's a slog fight, yeah, I like Penn State.
All right. Clemson and Texas. We're kind of talking about some of the history in these games.
Right.
You would think that Indiana and Notre Dame would have played quite a bit. They really haven't, even though they're in-state. SMU and Penn State have played a couple of times. The last time they played, I think, was in the 80s, maybe in a – no. Last time they played was in the 70s. There may be a little bit of angst between the two of them because when Penn State won the national championship in, like, 83, SMU was second.
Right.
So,
was that Balt year?
That was the Pony Express.
The Pony Express.
So there might be some like older billionaires that root for SMU that have some hard feelings against Penn State if you're looking for any kind of storylines historically. Clemson and Texas have literally never played either.
Yeah, I like Texas in this game. They're at home. They haven't played a home game all month, and their backs are against the wall. I think that Clemson's defense and keeping in, which K club are you going to get?
That's the key.
Which one are you going to get? Hell with that. Can Quinn Ewers keep Arch off the field? Because Clarence ain't played good lately. He has not. And he played like crap against Jordan. They had a couple throws and
he
everything
made some
like
nice
that.
Throws, but he made some bad
throws.
Bad
throws, too.
Yeah.
And can he keep Arch off the field? But K-Club is the key to this game.
Yeah, I agree. Because I don't think Clemson's going to be able to really run it against that Texas front. Like, Texas has such a good front seven. And Clemson's receivers are young.
They're all young.
Like, those guys are good players.
They're going to be really good. K's coming back, too, with them. So, yeah.
Klubnik was 33 touchdowns, 5 interceptions this year.
Oh, yeah. He bounced back after Georgia put that funk on him. But then they still – but you look at it, the bookend games of the year, Georgia got after him.
Yeah.
Good defense. South Carolina, good defense, got after him.
Yeah.
Texas, good defense.
Yeah.
So
No, it's going to be tough sledding for Clemson. Klubnik is from Austin.
Yes.
And so kind of an interesting homecoming. I know him and Ewers, you told me, played in a state championship game against each other, which is pretty cool that they're playing in the college ball playoff against each other now. But, yeah, I mean, it's kind of a manhood game for Texas too, because the two big games they've played this year, Georgia has just flat out physical them.
Yes,
and so they got to show that they can go head to head against a team like this and come out. I think Texas is going to win the game, but I don't know if Klubnik goes out there and balls, it could be closer than people expect. And then you got Tennessee and Ohio State, who also have almost no history.
Right,
they played once in a bowl game in the mid 90s, and that's it. That's the only time they played. I think the Citrus Bowl in 96.
It was the Citrus Bowl. That was Peyton's last game.
Was it Peyton's last game?
I think
Eddie George was in the game for Ohio State. Didn't do a ton because the weather was so bad.
Right. I think that was Peyton's last game.
Tennessee wore very long cleats, and they were able to deal with the bad weather. Anyway, all right. We'll get back into a little bit of that in a few minutes, but we've got some breaking news here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. All right, let's get Mike Conti in here and let us know what's all going on. What's going on, Mike?
Hey, guys. Got some Atlanta United breaking news for you right before we careen into the holiday. They have hired their new coach. And if you follow MLS, you probably know the name Ronnie Dyla, who was the coach of New York City FC when they won the MLS Cup back in 2021. And he now is the new head coach of Atlanta United. Norwegian national, which I know will make Andy very happy.
You know what I always say? When in doubt, you hire a Norwegian.
Want to win, bring in the Lutefisk, right?
That's exactly right.
He had two really good years at New York City, had never lost to Atlanta United in head-to-head matchups against them in 2021. They did not play in 2020. He also had a lot of success in Scotland when he was the coach at Celtic. He won two Scottish Premiership titles there. He's bounced
when Jakic was there?
No. That was way before Giakoumakis. Okay. That was 2014, 2015. Okay. But he's bounced around. He's been with some big clubs. He was with a big club in Belgium, most recently in Saudi Arabia. Well known as a student of the game, someone who, when he transitioned from playing to coaching, he went to Liverpool and a bunch of big clubs all over Europe trying to learn the art of coaching, and had a lot of success in a short amount of time in Major League Soccer, and now Atlanta United has brought him back to MLS, and he will be coaching Atlanta United when the 2025 season begins in 2 months.
So now that they've done the hiring that they needed to do, they've got the general manager in place, they've got the manager in place, they made the moves from a leadership position that were going to be made. These two guys together, like, what does that tell you from a big picture standpoint? How do you read their partnership?
Well, I'm not sure they've ever worked together before. You're talking about Chris Henderson, the new sporting director, and Ronnie Dyla, the new coach. I don't know if they've ever worked together before, although you bring up a good point, Andy, because Garth Lagerwey had mentioned during this whole hiring process that he wanted to find a coach and a sporting director who at least had some kind of relationship or that he knew would work well together. But what it means now, bottom line, is they can go out and they can start getting players. They have two designated player spots open. They would like to fill both of them. They've already made a trade today. I hate to break it to you, Atlanta United will not have a first-round pick in the draft today. I know you are all very excited to dig into the super draft, and we're going to have to cancel our draft coverage, I'm afraid.
Tell Jason Longshore we don't need him anymore.
Not today.
Well, not
my goodness,
forever, yeah.
They traded away their first-round pick to D.C. They actually brought in one of D.C.'s designated players, Mateus Klick, who's a midfielder, older player, but someone who I think will fill the role that Dax McCarty vacated. So they're going out and they're getting players now. The analysis of whatever they had to figure out about where they wanted to go is complete. Now they can go finish out this team because, believe it or not, as soon as the holidays are over, this team is in training camp. Yep. And they're going to have a preseason game here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game in a little more than 4 weeks. So it's all going to come very quickly. But now that you know who's running the show, they can go out and they can start signing these players.
Love it. Love it. Thank
awesome.
You. Thank you, Mike.
Appreciate
the news. Thank you.
You bet.
Mike
Conti letting us know there that Atlanta United have made it official. They hired the general manager earlier in the month. They make the decision to hire the manager today as well. And Abe was fired up about the trade they made this morning, too.
Yeah.
So the wheels are in motion. And look, I mean, I'll say this, what everybody's probably feeling. I mean, hopefully this is the right one because the last few hires have not been.
Yeah. Have not been. And then you look at, he's been around and all those different things. Because my thing I was asked, what do the people think of the hire?
Right.
I'm not going to sit here and say, I know anything about this gentleman, but he has experience. He's won an MLS Cup in three or four years ago. So he knows what it takes to get there. My thing is now, how do you fill out this roster with those two designated players?
Yep.
That's the most important thing that Atlanta United has to be focused on right now. I know they love, like Mike said, not in their draft and all those different things. But those DPs, they went and got got one a day.
That is how you win.
Those are how you win.
That is how you win. Yeah. You win or lose based on how successful your DPs are. So, yeah, got to fill those out next, and I'm sure they're working on it. All right, we'll come back. We'll get some picks against the spread. We'll make some two NFL, two college football picks. We'll play some Sports Jeopardy as well on a happy hour Friday. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Shout out to all the listeners here at Twin Peaks and Kennesaw. You know, a lot of people showing up on a happy hour Friday. Yeah. There's always a good crowd at Twin Peaks and Kennesaw when we're up here, but this is, I would say this is an exceptional crowd.
This will be a great day. Obviously, the whole 92.9 The Game takeover has been going on, so from the morning shift to Stakey and Sander to us, and coming on right after us is the boys Dukes and Bell, man. So, yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun up here at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw.
They were even nice enough to chef up some breakfast for the morning guys. They had some steak and eggs and toast.
I was like, damn.
They don't make breakfast here.
I know. I mean, shout out to them, man. At least they were hungry. I was because I was still anticipating they might be outside. It was cold. It was brick out there, though, this morning.
It was very cold this morning.
Bricks. I was like, Squid Billy ain't got a big enough coat to go out there, but obviously they had him inside, and
they let him in
through the show. But yeah, it's been a fun day up here, man. As we get ready to head into Sports Jeopardy, it's a busy weekend, college football playoff games. So yeah, it's gonna be great.
Go ahead.
No, I was gonna say it's gonna be great. I'm not too sure about these picks though. Dog.
Really?
Yeah, but I'm gonna go with them.
All right,
I'm gonna go with them.
Probably means they'll be great.
I know. Usually when I'm like that, they
normally when I'm confident, it's like 0-4 this week. Yeah. How did we fare last week, Abe?
Andy, Rainey, and Bo all went 2-2. I went 3-1. I'm 36-28. Andy is 34-29-1. Bo is 33-30-1, and Randy is 29-35.
We're all right there.
There we go.
It's a pretty solid year.
There we go.
The squad.
All right, so I'm going to start off. I'm going to go with Tennessee. I'm going to go with Tennessee 7.5 versus – I'm sorry. I'm going to go Ohio State.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm going to go Ohio State. Minus 7.5 versus Tennessee. I like Notre Dame. Minus 6 versus Indiana. Give me Pittsburgh plus 6.5 versus Baltimore.
I thought about that one.
Yeah, I mean, I think Baltimore win. But they always play well against them in the rivalry. And give me the Rams. Minus 3 going to play the New York City Jets.
So I went with Notre Dame as well. Minus 6.5. I think it's going to be a good game tonight. But I think Notre Dame will get them by a touchdown. I got Tennessee covering the 7.5. I think Tennessee is going to keep that one close. So give me the plus 7.5 on that one. I got Detroit minus 7 at Chicago. They're going to kill those guys. And I got Buffalo minus 14 at the Patriots. Also, they're going to kill those guys.
Well, I'm going to take Ohio State minus 7.5 versus Tennessee. I just think it's funny whenever the Tennessee, hey, it gets cold in Tennessee, people, they're funny. So give me Clemson plus 12 versus Texas. Give me the Bengals minus 9 versus the Browns and DTR. The Browns, Jameis Winston will have his revenge. Give me the Lions minus 7 at the Bears.
I'm also going to take Ohio State minus 7.5. The more I've thought about this, I just think Ohio State can get off offensively and Tennessee can't roll with them. I love SMU. I would consider a money line. I'll tell you why in the next hour, but take the 10.5.
You don't have
We're going to.
Oh, that was a little fun tease for everyone.
We're going to talk about
it. We're trying to hide the truth from them.
No. We're done. No.
I got to leave.
No. We don't talk about no plus line and all that other.
We're going to talk about the game.
Oh, yeah. I thought you said we're going to talk about plus line. Like, no, the hell we ain't.
I'm just.
Everyone's like, what do you mean in the next hour?
Yeah.
Breaking news. I got
to
leave.
And he had to go to aeroplane.
SMU's getting 10.5, though. I'll take that. Eagles minus 3.5 against the Commanders. And Rams, I'm with you, Randy, on that one.
I like it.
Rams minus 3 against the Jets. So that's the picks today.
All right, let's go.
Because he said, plus 200. We're going to talk about it. You know the hell we ain't?
Yeah,
the game.
This ain't better bet.
You're doing BetQL segment coming BetQL. Up at 120.
Yeah, we can talk about the game.
But Nick Costos is coming 200. On.
Could you do Nick Costos' voice?
No.
Oh.
No.
You can give it a shot.
Oh, real quick, no, right. Dave wanted me to let everybody know, Valdosta State, where my brother went to school at and played football, they're in the D2 Natty tomorrow at 2 o'clock.
Who they play?
He didn't say.
Okay. That's awesome. I'm sure he'll text you back.
He didn't say.
That's great. That's great. All right. Let's play some Sports Jeopardy. That's where Kirby started his coaching career, right?
My brother played for him. Kirby was the coach down there.
Oh, really? Uh-huh. Oh, that's fun. That's awesome.
Randy.
Andy.
Okay, guys.
Can I just set the scene? As I walked in this morning and sat down next to Abe kind of getting ready for some stuff, he chuckles to himself. Randy's going to kill me for these questions.
No, dude. I'm so.
And I said, I hope so.
I'm so over this, man. Let me move this knife out of the way.
Question one.
Get rid of the sharp objects.
Question one. Who does Valdosta State play in the. I'm just kidding. It's Fair State, by the
okay.
way.
Okay. Would have never guessed it.
I'm kidding. That was not a real question. All right. Which outfielder, known mostly for his time with the Rockies and Cardinals, saw his son Jackson drafted number one overall by the Orioles?
Randy. Was it Larry Walker?
Not a bad guess.
Good guess. Outfielder played for the Rockies and the Cardinals?
Yeah, played amongst other teams.
Amongst other teams. Dante Bichette.
That is incorrect. Matt Holliday.
Jackson Holliday.
That's right.
Jackson, oh, really? His son
that's
was right. number one pick?
Yes, he was.
That's great.
Yes, he was.
Which 6'10 former Kentucky stud was drafted sixth overall by the Pelicans in 2013 and was the number one player in the country in high school?
He got him a damn stud.
He did, yeah.
In the class of 2012.
He got him a damn stud.
Well, he was a stud in college. The NBA career went elsewhere.
Oh, God. Randy. Was it Nerlens Noel?
Nerlens Noel. Randy is on the board.
Nerlens.
Maybe Nerlens. A slight theme.
The only man ever named Nerlens.
There's not another Nerlens on this planet.
A slight theme developing
That's
here.
That's how people from Memphis say
attention.
New Orleans.
Nerlens.
What relief pitcher was sent from the Braves to the Rangers, along with Elvis Andrus and others?
Randy. Mike Fultonevich.
That is incorrect.
Can you read it all?
What pitcher was sent from the Braves to the Rangers along with Elvis Andrus and others in the Mark Teixeira deal was eventually named AL Rookie of the Year in 2010.
I think there's a pattern.
And logged 100 career saves.
By the way.
Do you know? We've picked up on this.
Nerlens Noel, Matt Holliday. These are Christmas themed.
Christmas themed.
These are Christmas themed.
All right.
Okay. What Braves reliever had a Christmas themed
He knows the pattern, but he doesn't know the answer.
I don't know the answer. Is it?
Oh, God. We're going to be here all day because your ass is going to be rhyming
now
out
I'm thinking
Christmas
about
stuff.
Christmas
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, now you're thinking about everything Christmas.
Yeah.
Somebody's last name Rudolph or something.
Oh.
I don't know. Craig Kimbrell. Kind of sounds like Christmassy.
Neftali Feliz.
Neftali Feliz. Navidad.
Neftali Feliz.
Okay. All right. You're doing really well, Aaron.
Here we go. Thank you.
That's very funny.
Which former Atlanta Hawks small forward who eventually left for the Raptors in free agency is now an assistant coach for the Cavs?
So you got me thinking Christmas
stuff.
Yeah,
it is. Yeah. Now it's holiday stuff.
As you should be, but also you should just know this one straight from that
Randy.
Question. Randy.
Holiday?
That is incorrect.
I know they had one of them holidays.
They had two holidays at one point. The wrong two.
We'll get to them in a little bit. Don't worry.
Former Hawks small forward?
Yeah.
Who left in free agency to go to the
Raptors.
The Raptors. Boy.
Oh, God, I know who it is.
Yeah,
I know who it is.
Is it that
obvious? God, I know who it is.
Oh, no.
God.
Andy, you're up 1-0. But we got to get an answer
here. I know it is. I know it is.
Jimmy Santa.
It's the one that was on the 60-win team, the small forward.
Damari Carroll.
Yeah. Oh,
Damari
God.
Carroll.
That's so good.
Yeah. I was like, Randy, I know it is.
Randy's still holding a 1-0 lead. Yeah. Which Notre Dame quarterback was drafted by the Panthers in the second
Randy.
Round?
Randy.
Clawson. Randy
came Dang out. It.
Jimmy Clawson.
Jimmy Clawson is correct.
Dang it.
Randy up 2-0. Name all three of the Holiday basketball
Randy.
Brothers. Randy first.
I don't damn know. Drew. His brother. And the other one. Okay. You got Drew. You got Andrew. Why do I not know these dudes' names?
And you got the one that didn't play for
Aaron.
The
Aaron. Right?
Yeah.
Okay. You got Drew, Aaron, and. Oh, what was that brother's name? Drew, Aaron, and Clyde.
I'm sorry. Clyde Holiday is incorrect.
Justin.
Andy.
Justin.
Justin is the other one.
Washington Husky.
It is 2-1. Our final themed question. Randy's up 2-1. Which tight end that shares the name of one of Santa's reindeers?
Randy. Kyle Rudolph.
Retired within the last 3 years and has 50 career touchdown catches.
Damn,
Kyle
he got,
Rudolph.
He got 50? Good
50
for
career.
Wow.
Yeah.
For him.
Nice career for Kyle Rudolph.
Kyle Rudolph. Is correct. We only got time for one more, so this one is just for fun, but we'll go ahead and ask it anyways. Deion Sanders was the first player to do what four times in a career Pro Bowl?
Something Christmassy.
But it's not. This isn't themed anymore.
This is not themed. Oh. We finished the themed.
Randy. Catch your reception?
That is correct. Yeah. We have a winner.
Turn it up, Bo. Here we go.
We should have had Christmas-themed victory songs, too. Well done. There was a what was it? UCF signed hired Scott Frost.
I thought about a Scott Frost question.
Yeah, and Alex Grinch. Frost and Grinch.
Oh,
Frost
should have done the Grinch. Yeah. I didn't think about the Grinch.
So they went Christmas with their hires as well. All right. This hour has been brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Final hour coming up next. I'm going to go to the airport.
Yeah, man.
Everybody have an excellent weekend.
Dude, have fun in New York City, dog. Get a hot dog.
I'm going to have so much fun.
And you're lucky because the cab is going to stop for you.
It's going to be a white Christmas in New York City tonight. It actually is. It's supposed to snow. All right. Final hour coming up next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.